My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking The Flash. It is Monday, March 6th. We're talking about Season 3's Episode 11, Dead or Alive. It aired on the CW on January 31st. I know I'm catching up. I'm finally catching up. And I'm glad I did, because I was a fan of the sexy gypsy in this freaking episode. Now, some of y'all I know her from Sleepy Hollow. She was an FBI agent over there, and now she's over here. Hopefully we see more of her, because one, she's badass. Two, she's super hot. So I'm just putting that out there before I get more into this episode. I want to see more of the gypsy. Plus, it looks like Cisco can finally get a girlfriend. Am I right? So this episode I thought was really good. We see a bounty hunter from Earth 19. Jesus Christ, how many freaking Earths is there? I don't read the comics. I know nothing about it, but galore, this story can just keep changing and going because, I mean, Earth 19. Definitely like seeing the Flash and Kid Flash working more together. It was good to see some cheerleaders in the beginning of this episode. What else? I really wish that Gypsy, now that I think about it, would have showed Vibe, aka Cisco, a little bit more of his powers, his skills, because it looks like she could have taught him a little bit. It would have been cool if she would have stayed a little bit and kind of helped Vibe, wouldn't have? But no, we didn't see that. What else? Oh, Kid Flash and Iris. Iris, they go and find those guns, and Iris is like on this death wish, like, I don't get it. Like, I'm a big fan of Iris, and but I didn't get why she was doing this. And I just don't see it. And then at the end, when she's bitching at Barry saying that she wants to leave a mark, I was like, immediately the first thing, and maybe I'm wrong, but I was like, that's kind of selfish. Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem like Iris to me. But I could be wrong. Anybody out there? But yeah, I don't like seeing Iris put herself out like that. I could understand the whole she wants to leave some kind of mark in journalism and not, I don't, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, when she makes a comment, like, I don't want to be like my mom, it doesn't sound like Iris. I think this whole Savitar thing is really messing with her, maybe. But, yeah, I didn't like that part. I didn't get it. I'm like, that's not my Iris. No way. And the end of this episode, freaking Barry figures it out. Wally's going to be the one to save Iris from Savitar. So I'm curious to see how this is going to pan out. But, Because Wally's getting faster and faster and faster. So this is going to be good. I'm interested to see. Hopefully Julian can use his mathematics skills and figure out how to help Wally instead. Maybe he likes Wally more than he likes Barry. I don't know. I'm still on the fence with Julian. But maybe it's just his cold, blunt personality that's kind of. But, you know, sometimes I just don't trust certain people that get on the team. I'm like, who is that? So, yeah, overall, I thought this episode was really good. Like I said, I want to see more Gypsy in this, and I'm curious to see how Wally's going to save, whatchamacallit, Iris from Savitar. But good episode. Really good thumbs up. Thumbs up, everybody. If you got any comments, wherever you're listening to this, feel free to leave comments. Am I the only one on the boat with Iris, and this whole attitude needs to get fixed? Or am I just seeing things? I don't know. So if you want to check out more of The Flash, the recap shows that I do, also Arrow as well. Well, first you got to go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash. And if you're a fan of, Arrow, check out Talking Arrow as well on iTunes. But, everything's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. Right on the top, you'll see a little tab that says iTunes or podcasts. Click on there. You can see all the shows and it'll take you to either an iTunes link or my Audio Boom link there as well. So everything's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, Snapchat's on my blog. I think that's it. Everybody have a great week. I'm going to try to knock out some work and then maybe get some more Flash in because I'm a little behind. I want to see that gorilla. I see him. I saw the commercial. It's on my DVR. I'm like, what? I didn't even know the gorilla's back. And I know he's got a name, but I can't remember because he's just a badass gorilla to me. So, all right, that's enough. I'll see y'all on the flip side.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.